Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The LSU basketball Tigers are the number one seed in the SEC tournament. Their first game is today against Florida. Florida, their number eight seed, 17-14 overall on the season, 9-9 in the SEC. They beat Arkansas 66-50 to put them in to this game. Florida did, and LSU's played Florida twice. Once losing 82-77, an overtime win over LSU in Baton Rouge, and then LSU went into Gatorland and beat them 79-78 in overtime in Gainesville as well. And joining us on the line is Jeff Palermo to talk about this matchup today. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell, how you doing today?
Doing great. Big game today, LSU v. Florida. Florida's, although number eight seed, they are no pushover. They're physical, and they play tough basketball.
And LSU has struggled against them this season. And, both games went into overtime. LSU lost on their home floor. And then LSU went to Gainesville and beat Florida on its home floor. And it really took a miraculous play by Tremont Waters at the end of regulation to send that game into overtime. So this is the type of team that Coach Will Wade has said throughout the season it gives LSU trouble because they like to slow it down. They want to play a half-court game. They're going to go out there and defend you. And if LSU's not able to play at its own pace, like the first matchup between these two teams when LSU lost to the Gators in the PMAC, it will be a short stay at the SEC tournament for the Tigers.
LSU comes in as the number one seed in the SEC. We haven't seen that in a long time. And finally broke the top 10, moved in number nine rank, 26-5 record. That's an incredible record, and 16-2 in the SEC.
It's been an incredible season, and it's just, we were just alluding to the win against Florida in Gainesville. I mean, when LSU beat the Tigers in Florida and put themselves in position to where they were able to wrap up an SEC championship at home in their next game, which ended up being the win over Vanderbilt on Saturday, the LSU basketball program was in its best position that it's been in for many, many years. And then it was that next day that the news broke on the FBI wiretaps reportedly involving Coach Will Wade. And ever since then, it's been all of a sudden what looked to be a really bright future for this program now is you have this huge dark cloud over it, and you got more questions than answers at this point, Newell.
You know, and I want to talk to you about that, but I got to tell you, I watched a lot of the interviews of the LSU kids or young men.
Yeah.
They are incredibly articulate, high level of intellect, and they seem to me to just be all over this issue, and it's almost as if they're not letting this stand in their way.
No, they are not, and they've already been through a lot of adversity this season. As many of the listeners know, Wade Sims, who was supposed to be an important member of this basketball team, was fatally shot on the eve of the first practice. And he's a Baton Rouge kid, was Wade Sims. In fact, I think he's being honored by the Southeastern Conference during this tournament. They honor a player or former player from every team in the tournament and put him in their Legends Club or something like that. But so Wade is going in there this weekend. So his father, who is a former LSU player, is at the game along with Wade's mother. But that really shook this team. I mean, it would shake any team. That was a big deal, and maybe part of the reason why this team didn't get off to. They had three non-conference losses, but I think people were expecting more. If you remember, they were ranked in the preseason top 25, and then after they suffered a few losses, they were bounced out of the top 25, and then they got themselves back together in middle of December. And they've been nearly unstoppable since then. Other than a couple of losses at home to Florida and Arkansas, this team has been great. And, yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why the LSU fan base has really gotten behind this team is because the players, you know, in particular led by Skylar Mays, who's another Baton Rouge kid, they seem to be an easy group to root for. And they've overcome a lot, and they've put themselves – and they play in an exciting style of basketball. And it's really what all LSU fans have always wanted out of their basketball program. It's just a shame at this point and frustrating for the fan base to see that we don't know how long this run might go. And we don't really know what the future – presents us at this point.
Well, they definitely play this game above the hoop for sure.
Yeah.
And it's encouraging that Javonte Smart, freshman, who's been kind of in the middle of this controversy as it relates to this guy, Christian Dawkins, who's an agent, is going to be allowed to play. And, you know, when you talk about what LSU's doing and the NCAA, this notion of institutional control, which I think equates to necessary involvement and exploration of remediation if there's a problem there, that's a good sign for LSU, and I think it might be a good sign for Will Wade as well.
It could be a good sign for Will Wade, but the key for Will Wade, and LSU made this pretty clear yesterday after Will Wade had released his own statement asking to be reinstated, but LSU was quick to point out after that, Coach Wade cannot be reinstated until he speaks with the university officials about this purported FBI wiretap and what he can say about it. And so until Will Wade goes before LSU officials, Joe Leva, and NCAA officials, Will Wade will remain sidelined. He will not be part of this program. And now Will Wade says he can't say anything. He's been advised to by his legal counsel not to say anything. I don't know if, and this is just pure speculation, Newell, I don't know if this news with Javonte Smart might change the mind of Will Wade and say, okay, let me go in there and tell him what I know and see what happens. Because Will Wade had said when he was suspended last week or when the reports came out, when this alleged FBI wiretap came out and it was reported on, he came out and said, this doesn't tell the whole story. So LSU has been waiting to hear what is the rest of the story. And so far, Will Wade has been pretty quiet. It's very interesting to note in the statement that LSU released today regarding Javonte Smart, they made it clear on two different occasions that because Javonte Smart was transparent and was cooperative in the investigation, and the fact that at this point they haven't found any wrongdoing, he's allowed to play. And they made it clear, and they said it twice in the statement, in a two-paragraph statement, and the fact that Javonte Smart has been cooperative and transparent, he's out there playing. Will Wade has not, and that's why Will Wade's not with the team in Nashville.
And obviously, as you look at this from an investigative standpoint, the problem would be greater with Javonte Smart because he's actually playing here at LSU. And the other wiretap conversation relative to Balsa Koprivica, I guess that's how you pronounce it.
Who is
committed to Florida State now. So obviously whatever enormous or whatever they were talking about obviously doesn't lie there because he went on to Florida State.
Yeah, and that's kind of the situation with Zion Williamson, who is a fantastic player at Duke. In these same wiretaps that the FBI has collected as part of their investigation into corruption in college basketball, Zion Williamson's father is allegedly asking for payment from a Kansas assistant. Well, since Zion never went to Kansas and there's no recorded information of him talking with anybody at Duke, he's allowed to play. Nothing has happened. Now, we did get word yesterday that actually the Kansas football and basketball programs are under investigation. I'm not sure if that's connected, under investigation by the NCAA. I don't know if this is connected, but since Zion didn't play at Kansas and there's no, like I say, no reported information of any kind of an offer made from Duke to Zion, he's allowed to play, and Duke is no one's investigating Duke as far as we know, and that's frustrating to LSU fans, because if you put two and two together, Newell, you're a law enforcement guy, it's probable that Duke offered him something to play at Duke instead of going to Kansas. He just didn't go to Duke just because he wanted to go to Duke.
Jeff, we got to take a break, but when we come back, we'll continue to talk about some of the twists and turns of this investigation and some observations that I have with you. We're talking to Jeff Palermo, news director of the Louisiana Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back, and we're talking to Jeff Palermo, news director of the Louisiana Network. Jeff, one of the interesting things in the twist and turn here is that a lot of folks don't fully understand why Will Wade is not willing to talk to the NCAA and LSU at this point in time, because simply the FBI could put a grand jury subpoena on them and said, you know, what did you ask him and what did he say?
Yeah, and that's, LSU could get in trouble too, I suppose, but Will Wade is already being subpoenaed along with the head coach at Arizona, Sean Miller, who ended up at the end of last season. He was in a bit of hot water because of some of the wiretap information that had come out. So Will Wade and Sean Miller are going to be subpoenaed for this next upcoming college basketball corruption trial. There's already been one.
And interestingly, as a defense witness, not as a prosecution.
Right.
Witness.
The government is not the one that is calling him in. So it is the defense team that's being called in. So it's just a sticky...
Which is another interesting twist, by the way.
Yeah. So this is just a really sticky situation for everyone involved. And I think there could be blame put on everyone, Newell. Joe Leva's certainly not in the clear in this thing. I think he's handled a lot of it well, but you would have thought with the guy that's the most popular employee on campus, and that's Will Wade, even more popular than the football coach, which is, I don't know when the last time you can say that as far as a basketball coach being more popular than a football coach. Got to go back to Dale Brown there.
Dale Brown, a couple of times.
There could not be a more that Will Wade and Joe Oliva could not get on the same page here quicker when the Yahoo report came out last Thursday. Instead, yeah. Both sides have now dug in their heels. The relationship looks strained. And even if Will Wade did walk into Joe Leva's office on Monday morning, what kind of relationship would they have going forward? And I don't know. It's gotten a sticky situation. I think Will Wade and his arrogance in this a little bit. I think being a young guy, he's made his own mistakes as well. There's no doubt about it, too. So... a lot of blame to go around, and I think in the end, Newell, there's nobody that's going to win out of this thing. The fans are going to lose.
But Jeff, where does this end? Is this not a statement more about just not only collegiate athletics, but when you think about Operation Varsity Blues that just broke, this week or last week, you begin to wonder where this ends. And have we empowered people within the university system, and put them in kind of a position where being productive, putting an incredible product on the court or on the field, and then negotiating these contracts, whether they be tennis shoe, jersey, equipment, and everything else, it begins to me to think that maybe the conference ought to be, you know, making those contracts and splitting the money amongst the universities.
Well, that would, in a perfect world, I think that would work. I think all these investigations will clean up NCAA athletics a little bit, but it's not going to cure all the ills that college athletics currently has right now.
And it seems as though that they're more and more revealing themselves in some of the premier programs that have had flawless reputations now are being dragged into these investigations. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's been a rough time right now. If you're a university president or an AD, I don't know.
You got a target on your back.
Yeah, it's not easy to sleep at night, I think.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. We are going to be going to the pregame for the LSU-Florida game in the SEC tournament. We always appreciate your insight. Thank you so much. All right, that's Jeff Palermo, news director of the Louisiana Network, and we're going to head, I think, courtside now for the pregame, LSU versus Florida in the SEC tournament.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.